if you get excited, I don't mean for you to get excited during this year. And remember, it's Rosh Hashanah coming, and not good to say certain words about certain people, so don't get too excited. I don't know.
Supposed to get excited.
Also, ask Mechila and Minag is before Yom Kippur, makes more sense though before Rosh Hashanah. Ask Mechila for anybody that during the Shir times I made fun of you, took advantage of you, anything like that upset you, definitely wasn't intended. And it's always lovely to see my dear friends over here, and I wish you Ksiva Chasima Tova.
Amen.
Okay, so let's start with this shayla. A certain neighbor is building, and he's building structures and additions to his apartments in a fashion which is not recognized by the law as being having the ability to do such a thing, even on one's own property. And one of the neighbors is very incensed about it. Why is it incensed? Because it's a neighbor that believes that one should keep the law. Not that it actually interferes with him in any fashion, but it's the principle of the matter. So this neighbor informs on him to the authorities, and court order came down that he had to for us to do take down the structure. And the neighbor pursued it so much that no agreement could be made, and the structure was taken down, and at a loss of hundreds of thousands of shekels, I would say. The neighbor takes the owner takes the neighbor to Beis Din. A neighbor of a matter of principle comes to Beis Din. A principal guy, the owner who lost his property, takes the neighbor who informed him into Beis Din.
And his tefillah
was, you reported me, Malshim, Mosa, Chayv Mishin Dine Zagami, you need to compensate me for the loss. So what's the halacha in such a case? Now, let's talk about a scenario where we hold that it is dinner malchus of dinner on these issues. We already discussed definitely in Chutzah Oretz, Rabbi Yashiv held on these type of issues that it is dinner malchus of dinner. Would that have an effect whether he's called a malshim or not a malshim?
So was this in Chutzah Oretz?
This was a scenario in Chutzah Oretz, yes. Next one, we're talking about the halachas of the dinner at the beginning of it, a little period in respect to Eretz Yisrael, which is more of an emotional subject that I need a whole year to get over. There's more little differences, as you can imagine. But here is dinner, halachas of dinner, okay. Is there a problem here of Mesira? So let's look at the tshuva or the Rashba.
What's the exact question? Whether somebody is oyver
on dinner malchus or dinner,
and if it's over halacha, the person who turns him in, whether he's a malshin or not.
Correct.
Just want to get a
very question. Good, quick synopsis of the shayla. Let's look at the Rashba. Interesting. Rashba says like this: Mitcha tofis asholtan adova alina. A Jew got caught by the government on something he did illegally. And as a punishment, the government says, Lihuti, onish, the punishment is shetitein maisa asiris lihuti hapakit. In my town, you have to give me a certain penalty, but a tenth of that penalty goes to my Jewish worker over here who works for the government. Some strange law that the pakid, part of his payments, will get all 10% of any penalties in that town. So obviously the goy didn't come to Basin, but this Jew's coming to Basin and says, Immuta the Yehuti a pakid le kabo osa chelek mi yad Yehuti. Can he take it? Or is this money which he has to stay away from. Now we're talking, not talking about Malshin over here. Just stop. Can he take the money?
Why? Because there's a question of Sela? Gezel?
No.
So what's the Shaila? Let me speak out what he's a Shaila. Like Rav Nachman spoke about the Shaila. When you talk about that, let me speak out what the Rashba's got a question. His question is like this. I know Din Malshin and Dinner applies on these issues. But it goes so far to give the power to the government to give you penalties. Does Din Malshin and Dinner also apply to penalties or not?
As opposed to what?
You're not allowed to do it. And you have to pay taxes normally, and also these are the rules. You're not allowed to build it, and you're over Issa Gezel by building it because I'm the thing. But penalties, which is no such thing in halacha, even when you do something wrong, yeah, there's no such thing as a monetary penalty. I can ask is something written in the Torah, where it's written in the Torah. But does Din Malchus in a stretch to give penalties?
Monetary can also be Rabbanan also.
Can Din Malchus HaDinah have that power to give classes, whether we see it by Torah? That's his shayla. We see Torah gives classes. We see sometimes Rabbanan give classes for extreme cases to protect the public from an event. But Din Malchus HaDinah, does it stretch to giving, allowing them to give classes? That's the question.
As long as it's fair, applied evenly, and so on. So
maybe it's not got that power to impose.
If they don't have the kanas, that means they have no enforcement power.
Maybe you can put him in prison.
That's a kanas too.
No, it's not exactly the same as the monetary kanas.
Oh, we're saying specifically monetary kanas?
Correct.
Why is there a difference in monetary kanas?
Monetary kanas is something which is not recognized according to halacha. You didn't do halacha, doesn't give classes even when you do wrong, except for when they say it. Yeah? Yeah? Even if the halacha is he's not allowed to build, in halacha, without Din Malchus HaDinah, there's no kanas for it. That's the result.
You don't say, you give me $100.
Okay. Yeah. Jail is a special limit for jail. Okay. Let us see. So the tshuva of the Rashba continues and answers. Two tshuva. In my shulchan hazeh, yesh bo koch lasos chukim v'iro. Do you know what I'm saying? If he has the authority to make laws in his town, that's what he's given the authority, then of course what he's decided, even if it's a penalty, is din. Zakayim non din malchus hadinah. It is din malchus hadinah. Umi shamad shemal kalkalin, kugon hagazonim, vanignovim, whoever get punished because they did certain stealing against the government, they get punished as a penalty. Penalties are also considered in the Malchus. Therefore, Ben Shunoto Odom Matzah Onish, whether he takes the money for himself, Ben Shusimel Onish, it's in the Yehudi pocket, whether he tells him to give it to his Jewish worker for him, Mutzalon the pocket to do it. Take it. So we see over here that the power of Din Malchus HaDinah does stretch to giving monetary penalties, and halacha recognizes that.
As long as it's properly administered, it has to be limits.
Now, we haven't discussed Arkes Mesira. Is it Mesira to cause somebody to get to pay penalties which are halakhically recognized? Is it called Mesira?
No.
Well, but our case is not a penalty, though.
There was a certain amount of penalties. Yes.
What? He lost money, but because he had to knock down his illegal structure, not because he had to.
And he got penalties. He got huge penalties as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Besides that, and the actual knocking down was more than halakhically, even according to their law. Okay. And it gives them high penalties on top of it, monetary penalties on top of it.
It's reasonable and it's applied across the board.
Okay, so you're saying poshut, that there's no mesir. Okay, let's see the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch.
The only question that remains in my mind is whether he would have had to complain to the Bezdin, the neighbor, or he could go straight to the city.
What? Okay. Me she wrote the librach, v'lo l'shalim obekrovim masha chayef. Somebody wants to run away and not pay to the goy what he is halachically mechuyev to do. The echod gilov hadava, and somebody mosa him. Ein lo din mosa. He's got no din of mesira to hand somebody over to the authorities to impose their din. Shiloh hissed Rachel said Hashama Shahab, because he's not causing him a loss, he's just causing him to pay what halakhically he's mukhuib to pay. Mikal Mokum, this Mikal Mokum is a very important line. Mikal Mokum, Bara Osa, he's done something evil. Tahabikamesha Aveda Lobin Kochovin. Because it is evil. Because even if the goy is entitled to it, misad halacha, when he takes it, the goy is not stealing, but he's evil because there's halacha of not returning lost items to a goy, even though the item belongs to the goy. And you've helped the goy receive a lost item. You help him collect.
That wouldn't apply in the first case where he's giving it to a Jew.
Correct?
The lashon here, I'm not with you again, Misha wrote to the Groa. It seems to be mosh, but they already know about it. The Glam already know, already said.
And still it's awesome.
And
still it's awesome to help in the collection process.
Maybe in our case it's worse.
Why?
Because in our case, the Glam didn't even know he built an illegal structure. And you're going to Magala Dot, hey, guess what, he built an illegal structure. That's different than they already know about it.
And very good for Tolik. Let's build by the sub.
Wait, what?
And then it'll be a Chil Hashem if you don't tell him.
Okay, the Chil Hashem. Okay,
if you don't tell him, you already know about it. They think you're hiding, you're aiding and abetting.
Your Chil Hashem or his Chil Hashem?
On Jewish people. If we stand by and don't speak up.
Okay, I will not talk about scenario that everyone's classed in one class.
But honestly,
your evil is everyone's evil, doesn't it? We're not talking about such a case.
We're talking about where they know about it already. So what were they in the gala?
No,
he was
running away. He was in the middle of the night.
He's trying to skip town.
Yeah, skip town. They stopped him at the border. Because
so why
what
is it
is the obligation?
He didn't lose anything. He knows where it is, and he's going to get it.
So we see from here. We see from here that you have an absolute obligation to go to base to confuse anything, because you don't know how the halacha looks at every scenario.
He's preventing him from losing something. There's no issue in preventing a guy from losing something. He's not allowed to return it.
So the shulchan aruch paskens no mesira, because money he hasn't lost. Because wherever he pays, he has to pay to the court. Mesira, you can't make the claim of money. But also to do, because you're abetting a goy to get hold of the veda, which maybe he wouldn't be able to get. Unless, of course, we're talking about Chil Hashem, where then you would be a shayla of Chil Hashem, and you have to consult
sure
with the. No, not sure. Not for sure, as we know.
But you should go to Beis Din to find out. Or a rub. Or
a qualified rub.
Did we discuss this by Eima Rechim in Amechas, where the Ramah said that it can't be Mavrich, but you don't give him. You don't.
Yes,
give him
same time. Yes. So, Darkest Shalom doesn't apply for Veda. The Torah says clearly, Veda don't give back to God. Ask to give back. Not like you don't have to. Ask to give back to God. But if it's telling on Veda's on Chil Hashem, that's what you're going to be.
Which is
and Sakona, that's the two factors you take into account in those type of shows. But what about a case? Absolutely says they don't even know about it. Is there any logic to differentiate over there? Maybe it is Monsieur. That's what Tony wants to say. So we have, for that, we have a Shut Masham. And here's the easy bit, we're going through the Masham. And then we get into more complicated Shalom. Says the Masham, number 3. Badova, Ima Shemosa Lahamozik, Sha'ova Achok. There's a certain law that you can't dilute certain amounts of alcohol to a certain level. and no one knew about it. And you inform all your Jewish friends to the authorities. So also the limit of the Tachris, Chotum, in this case, also it's also, unless you can sell it, you have to have an official stamp that it's been checked and everything is good. He's also not done that. But Nischayv the Shalim Kanas, and because of the he was informed, he has to now pay a penalty.
And stop selling.
So here we got a Shaila where they didn't even know about it. Says the Masham, Harashba Mavur Zagam Onish Mutto Hamelech Alagana Vagadoma, having been clubbed in Anima Kazuma. Not Shaila. The Rashba told me that the money which the Goy takes for penalties is halachically binding. In Kain Kashova, a Mocha Bakli Patuach Nishaifakas. So if he goes and sells against the law, he is halachically entitled or halachically obligated to pay a penalty. In Kain Kashomosu. And therefore, when you're informing him, and now he has to pay the penalty, that's all what we just said in Shin Pei Ches, that there's no penalty. You don't get. You don't have to pay for that, because you're not making him lose. Just making him pay what he has to pay. Benisha also might say, oh, okay, he's done something bad. At the end of the day, you can't chive him money.
What about Aveda? Aveda that a return to a boy. Rashi is very clear, you have no obligation. Unless
there's a chilul. It's also, so, but there's no monetary penalty for doing it. Because it belongs to the goy. I'm causing to give back an Aveda to a goy. I'm over this about helping the goy get his Aveda up. Issa, but no monetary loss to him.
You know, there's one thing I don't understand here. Maybe the law works differently in that case. But today, if I do something wrong, I'm not mechuyev to take knas until the government assesses a knas against me. If I park illegally and I get away with it, I don't have to go give the money to the government if I don't get a ticket. So if somebody then tells the police to give me a ticket, he's making me do something I wasn't otherwise mechuyev to do. I didn't have to pay a knas before, now I do.
How do you know that's how the law works over here?
That is how the law works.
It just they don't know about you.
No.
So they're not obligated yet.
No. I'm not required to pay until they actually assess the penalty.
That, what we're saying is, the Zman HaPiron only comes until they assess the penalty, but you already have the penalty for doing this action.
No, if I walk into the court and say, I'm Moda, I parked illegally for 2 hours, they will not charge me any kanas. They won't even know what to do with it if I try to give them a check.
You walk into the police station, though, they'll probably be able to handle
it. No, they won't. Okay. They won't. They won't give me a kanas.
Okay, let's try it out. Next week.
No, even if I'm Moda.
Okay, so let's try it. It matters. You're volunteering to try this out next week.
Yeah. Classic experiment.
I will see when we arrive. Okay, so what we said so far, and what the Beis Din Paskens is, he's done a very severe by informing on him before going through the halachic process of it. But to make him pay, don't make him pay, this is part of Din Machlus Sedinah. You lost just what you're supposed to pay to the boy under these circumstances. You can't make him pay.
Wait a minute, if you did something asur, it's a ra'ah, is that asur or is it a separate category? Because if you did something asur and the guy had to pay, then he is responsible for it.
He's done something.
It's not Dina the Malchus Adina anymore.
But
he did an asur.
But in the ice, what is it? It's like eating Bosva Cholov, where we can't give you penalties for it, yes?
Unless the estate says you can.
No, we, the Beis Din, who the state said he was a very good guy, he's an upright citizen for informing him. And we say it's not very good what you did, but we don't give you a penalty for that. So it's a possibility. We tell you off. We try and stop you doing it again. We'll give you a educational lesson on how to proceed in these cases.
And if the guy gets money, the malshin, which often happens by knossin,
that's no difference from the Rashba where a Jew got money.
Right.
And therefore,
he doesn't have to get money.
Let's move to the second case.
I don't understand why it's not automatically considered a killer. Somebody commits a crime, and your acknowledges that crime.
which no one else will have knowledge. Which no one else has knowledge, and no one else probably will find knowledge.
At any stage, stand out,
No, especially, how do you know I protected him?
You knew about it. You didn't.
Who said I knew about it?
Right.
So if you're talking about different scenarios, fine. So talk about a normal scenario. Normal scenario, especially if Dan Schaefer would be here, he'll tell you over here how it works. Unless you're over here, is that even if they know about it, they won't do anything until you're informed.
Until somebody complains.
Yes. Okay. Let's move to our next case. Something more complicated. Also in Binia, building, but different China. Reuven buys a house and wants to tear it down and rebuild it. What does he need to do that? He needs a kablan. So he goes and finds the kablan. Cheap is good, quality is also good. Oh, that's the way things are. He finds a kablan and the kablan gives him a better price than the others. And the reason is because he's using illegal Arabs. Illegal Arabs for the structure. Okay. So they start building. And it's quite in a populated area. And not too long after the building started, the police came down, they made a raid, they checked out all the workers, they found they were illegal, and they gave a... They reported it, and eventually the owner, because the kablan wasn't on the site, the owner was given the penalty.
Oh, the owner gets the knas for
that? The owner got the penalty.
Yeah, the other guy is the agent.
I don't know.
Why does the owner get the penalty?
He hired the kablan.
No, that's not what the law says. Maybe Baruch understands why the owner gets the penalty in such a case. Remember, they don't know who the kablan is.
Oh, the owner wouldn't tell them?
It's his property.
Because they say, workers are legal working here. The kablan is chayiv for doing this. It's his obligation. But the law allows us to put the penalty on the owner even though it's his problem. You inform us who the kablan is. We wouldn't put the penalty on you. We wouldn't put the penalty on the kablan.
That's how they work, by the way.
They coerce you. Yeah.
Okay. So, what do we say over there? Is the owner allowed to inform on the kablan in those circumstances?
Ooh.
And this is different because now he's protecting himself. It's not just I'm informing on someone, because he's going to take a lot.
He's going to take the hit. Unless he does inform.
He knew that he was using illegal Arabic?
Yes.
And the kablan, of course, was Jewish? Was the kablan Jewish?
The kablan was Jewish, yes.
If he wasn't Jewish, would it make a difference?
That has to be the whole silence we had with the din tov between a Jew and a goy. It's more complicated.
Wouldn't it depend on the circumstances?
Why? What type of scenario would you...
Circumstances could be... Is it aware that they're illegal? Or the
covenant
told him, he asked him,
all
your
work is
legal, he said, yes, he liked it.
Okay. Let's take the simple one that he was aware. We can work out the answer to your other shaylos through analyzing standard halacha. So here the Shulchan Aruch again speaks to us in Siman Kuf Chavches on something which apparently is very clearly talking about our case. It says, number 5, Mi shenitfus al kaveira, somebody gets caught up by the official authorities because of the avera of his friends. Velokhu evichovim momin beglal kaver, and the goy took money from him because of his friends. Problem. Ein chavera chayv l'shalem. Even though he was the cause, the friend doesn't have to pay. And therefore, if the friend doesn't have to pay, can you inform on him?
No,
because if you inform on him when he's not mechuyev to pay, that's called mesira.
The friend doesn't pay because the police never
hired
the friend to pay.
The pisa says, our law is, we don't know who the carbon is, you pay.
And therefore he's put their beta type.
Yes. The information would actually make a chiv on somebody who's not chayv. And that's called mesira. Now that's the big question. Why isn't he chayv to pay? Dinner d'vachus a dinner. He did something against it. Why is he not mechuyev to pay?
Because they're not giving him, the secular authorities aren't giving him a kanas. The only we said they have the power to give a kanas. They choose not to give him a kanas.
Oh. It's very similar to what Matzis was saying by all kanases. It's like saying he's not obligated at all according to the law in a scenario where we only catch the owner and we don't know who the kabbalan is. Then we just take the money from the owner and we're happy. If you want to move it to somebody who's not yet chayev, you can inform on him. But he's not chayev. We're fine. We've taken, and that's the end of us. We're out information.
But still, this might be different to protect yourself in the classic case of Monsieur. All Jerome says is that he's not chayev. It doesn't say it's usher to do anything to make him chayev.
Somebody's not chayev. And you cause directly that he loses money. What you've done?
I've caused him his money, but I'm suffering a loss.
Fine. Are you allowed to steal from somebody or cause somebody to be stolen from to save your loss?
If he's the cause of it, he's like a road dick.
But you know about it.
Right to cause arrest. Like letting them know about who it is.
Is it Gromo or is it Gami? Gami means absolutely. Kiev, when the information gets taken over, there's no shine about it.
What happened is exactly. You say you can't say he's the one because they're happy. And so what he's done is exactly that. The friend has done it to him.
Correct.
So why isn't the friend tied up to him?
Now we have to analyze a bit what Eric said.
Which case are you talking about?
What has his friend, the kablan?
What has the friend done?
The kablan. What did the kablan do to him? In a direct fashion or in a direct fashion? Did he cause him a loss or did not cause him a loss?
No, he did it with his consent.
Okay.
That's right.
And what about if it's not with consent? And what about what happens if it was not with his consent? He didn't know about it.
But I told him to do it.
I know. Look, the positive case is I know the risk. I know there is. I'm asking for you to do it because it gives me a cheaper deal. And I put myself in the mess. Okay. So therefore, what do you mean you caused this? I myself was abetting the deal. Okay. Let's talk about a case of Eric. You didn't know about it.
He did or did not?
Did not. Would that change the fact?
It wouldn't change the Bahusa that he's still not Kayev. The Kaban.
Yeah, Fatim Bahusa is, doesn't matter whether you know or didn't know. You're Kayev. You can pass it on to him, but he's not yet Kayev. Fine. But we're talking about, are you considered, the Kablan considered a Gambi on the damage which is being caused?
It's still in direction, you're not guaranteed to be caught. It's not guaranteed to be caught. It's only a suffix will be caught.
So let's see a Gomorrah. Number six, it helps us here. Number six. Ravina Omer. Ravina says, on the case, that Hochemaskin, we're talking about a scenario. We've got Reuven who owns wool, a piece of wool. You've got Shimon who owns some dye. The Ka'osi Kof, the Svia Lahi Sema, the Hanach Simon. Came along a monkey, took Shimon's dye, and dyed Reuven's wool. And now Reuven's got a nice improvement. So Gemara says, I don't know, does he have to pay for that improvement? Does Reuven have to pay for that improvement? Can he get money from Shimon or not? Shimon didn't do anything. Shimon didn't own the die, and he didn't do anything. It was the monkey. But in the Maisa, it's Shimon's die on the wall.
But he got what he asked for.
Reuven wasn't asking for die. Shimon wasn't offering die. But the monkey decided it was a good deal.
Sometimes monkeys are smarter than people. That's the rest.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, I don't know, it depends whether you can still see it, or do you say that it's not something that you can physically touch, and therefore it doesn't exist. So the Gemara has that shadow. Okay, not relevant to us. What is relevant to us is the Tosis. Tosis says on this, Teba, what's the shayla? Hare Nena. You, Reuven, got benefit from what? Shimon's die. Shimon Ulav Adam Yosef is now gone up in price. Why don't you sell the margin then? Why didn't you pay? It's got better. Said Tosis. I'll give you an answer. What does he mean by this answer? Yesh lachalik. Tahana tahocha ein ba aidei myself. The benefit which Reuven got from the die of Shimon didn't come through myself. Didn't come through a human act. Why does that make a difference?
Like if you grow a goat that
was born. What does it, yeah? What does it make a difference?
So it was from Hashem.
No. Like a goat. If you sell and it has a baby, and it grows, it eats your vegetables. You're not doing a thing for that animal, but it increases in value.
So why don't you have to pay? So why don't you have to pay? Why don't you have to pay?
Well, if it eats my vegetables, you have to pay me.
Your vegetables, Mathis.
Why don't you have to pay?
Frozen.
Just because I got the benefit from you through no human act. Why don't you have to pay?
Like he says, Hashem was directing it. So Rafa decided on his own.
It wasn't
that
you can say it wasn't actually anything to do with
it.
That's true.
Well, it wasn't
that. Whose monkey was it?
It was nothing to do with it.
Whose monkey was it?
Nothing he did had anything to do with it.
Does it depend whose monkey it was?
Monkey! Hey! Nothing to do with Reuven and Shimon. That's good enough for us.
The monkey
was
So, why are you mechuyev to pay when you get some benefit from somebody? Why are you mechuyev to pay?
Because you're better off than you were before.
No.
That's what you went there.
You benefited.
The rule is, you only mechuyev to pay for somebody who gives you a benefit of one of three scenarios. If it's still by you, I can see it, it's mine, so give it back. If what is belonging to me is now by you, and it's still possible to take it back, of course I can, this is mine, it's not yours, I'm taking it back. That's one scenario. If you don't want to give it back, then you have to pay, because now we're coming to make a deal. That's mine, everyone agrees it's mine, still by your house. You want to keep it, pay for it. If not, I'm taking it back. Okay? That's one reason. That can't be done by the die. Okay? Second reason why you have to pay is because I went down to give it to you. I went down to, with my own knowledge, to give you a benefit because I want to get paid for it. I'm a worker. Even though you didn't agree to it, but I'm giving with kavana to give you this, and if it's something which is normal to have, then you would have done it in any case, so therefore you have to pay. It's a contract for work after the fact. That's not possible here because I didn't give you anything. It was a monkey. Third and final reason why you may have to pay. is me, Reuven, who owns the wool, goes and takes the dye without your permission and puts it on my wool. Then I have to pay.
That's the Hesher v'Segzela.
I have to pay because I took something from you. And I have to now give it back or pay for it when I take something. That's also not applicable over here because it's a monkey. So therefore, that's the only three scenarios when you have to pay, and none of them are applicable, and that's what Tosis is answering. Okay. With that knowledge, what's that got to do with our case in the Shulchan Aruch, where it says over here, you got caught by the government because of your friend's illegal acts, and they penalized you. Oh, you do not need to compensate. The Kabbalah doesn't need to compensate you. Why? According to what we just learned, we can understand the why. Why, when you get caught because of the act which your friend did, even without your knowledge, do you not need to compensate?
You could have returned it, but you didn't. You could have said, take down that building, take down the structure. The fact that you're letting it continue shows that you are interested in everything.
But you didn't even know he had got illegal workers.
You're accepting the deal. That
you don't know he's got illegal workers at all.
But what's the scenario again?
Our case.
No, we don't know there's illegal
workers. Where there's no knowledge of illegal workers.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you're a principal with an agent, and you hire an agent, the assumption is you've checked out the agent, you trust him. And that is why the law imposes upon you if you can't get him. Now, he does something you don't know, and may even be illegal. Why wouldn't you be responsible?
Okay, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking, the answer is, he's got something to do with this. So tell me the answer. What's the answer? Let's define the people involved in our case. Who is getting a benefit over here? Who's gaining? Who's getting a benefit from the fact the goy or the authorities took the money from
the kabbalah?
From the owner. The authorities took the money from the owner. Who's benefiting from such an action? Kabbalah. Okay. Who gave them that benefit?
Police. The monkey.
Who's the monkey in our case?
The police.
The police. So therefore, I got a benefit from you. You gave me a benefit. But who made the benefit come about?
The monkey.
The monkey. Not me, not you, but the police.
He should not hide because...
Read the Sivis. I just want to read the Sivis. This is what he said. I just want to read the Sivis. Okay. When you get in trouble because of your friends, Domi is comparable. The Reuben Shemashbiach Nech Shimon, Reuben who benefits Shimon, but Momon Levi using somebody else's money without anyone involved. Reuben being the monkey. Says to the receivers, you don't have to pay because I didn't take the money to pay the penalty. You didn't give the money to pay the penalty. It was the monkey, the police, who took the money and gave from you and gave me a benefit.
But you said once nine was you were unable to return it in that case. Here he could return it.
What? I haven't got the benefit by you. What benefit I got?
The benefit.
That's yours. What do we say? One of the cases is something that's yours is in my house. What's in my house is yours. Nothing.
I don't understand the comparison here because one, the Nesivis is talking about a din of Yorilas Sos Nisle Chavero.
No, Nesivis is not. Nesivis is talking about our case.
He's talking about Yorilas Sos Nisle Chavero. Nesivis. 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 Nesivis.
No, the Nesivis is talking about this. Nesivis Tam in Shulchan
Aruch. Nesivis Nichse Shimon.
Yeah. So Domi.
That's why I'm losing the connect here.
He's
how is it Domi? I don't understand the comparison because he's talking about.
I just told you have to think of the what's going on over here. We've got the owner owner's money benefiting the kabbalah. But did the owner give the money to benefit the Kablan? Did the Kablan take the money to benefit himself? No. Is the money by the Kablan? No. So therefore, you got none of the factors that you can claim money from him.
Not based on your Yerushalayim de Chavero, but we're talking about Nezikin, not your Yerushalayim de Chavero. It's a hezek. It's apples and oranges.
Who says it's a hezek?
That's what we're talking about. That you were being mazik.
Who said? I tell you, look,
I'm causing you damage.
In Hilchus benefits.
You just called it a garmi. It's a garmi. That's it.
So let me talk. In Hilchus benefits, you can't get money from me. So you haven't got any of the free conditions for Hilchus benefits.
Benefit is
in Hilchus damages.
Yeah.
Is it considered mutach and boru when you get used? Illegal workers, for sure, the owner is going to lose money.
No, only if you get caught.
No, so therefore can't be Gami. You can say, Roma.
Okay, but that's independent of the receivers.
But we need both factors. One factor is, you can't make a claim of damages because it's not Gami. Secondly, claim, you benefited from my money. The answer is, I haven't got the chiv to pay for benefit of money when I haven't got your money when I didn't take it and you didn't give it to me. Yeah?
Well, first of all, I can't see it so directly. If the builder used stolen property to do all his building,
then we can get it back.
He used stolen property, and because he used stolen property,
yes,
the owner was arrested and charged a fine.
Correct.
So, that's it. He's going to take the fall. The guy took stolen property.
Start to put a parable. If you take stolen property, as soon as you pick it up, you're called a gazlan. No, you, the kablan, is a gazlan. I didn't do anything here.
That's right.
I didn't. I picked. I picked something of the up. I'm a gazlan. Fine. The kablan also. Kablan just caused a line to come. Causing a line that may not come is called Goroma.
Same with he stole.
No! There's halacha. When you steal something, now as soon as you pick it up, you're responsible. You picked it up, the Kablan didn't pick anything up. That's Hilchos Gezeira. Not to do with it. Gezeira is definitely nothing to do with it. The Shaila is Mazik or Hana.
If he picked up a gong, which he made himself from things he owned, and he blew up the whole building, there's a Kablan red.
A Mazik? Of course, because then he's a direct Mazik. He's called Mazik of Eish. Again, in Hilchos Mazik, you're right, but it's not our case. Our case is, I did something which may cause you to lose money, may not,
okay,
don't know.
The bomb may or may not go off. Having illegal Arab workers is a bomb waiting to go off. In this case, the police got it before the bomb went off.
Ah, now you're saying, okay. Fine, I agree with you. But doesn't that help you to pay money for that? Let us move to our final case.
We haven't resolved anything yet.
So what's the halacha then?
Oh, that's closed?
Not closed. What's the halacha we're holding now? Does the kablan pay or not?
No.
Are you allowed to inform the kablan?
No.
Okay. Last case tonight. Anyone wants to go can go. Next week I'm unfortunately not here. So the next year will be in Yossi Benjamin Sukkah. Our Motzei Shabbos, which is Hashanah Rabbah of Chol HaMoed, 8:45. Okay, Benjamin.
Jesse Benjamin. We do it every year. We have a shiva.
Okay.
He lives on Kinron.
Please inform
in the grove.
Dan, if you ever see him, about next week not being a shiva, but it will be in Chol HaMoed Hashanah Rabbah. Let's do our last shiva. Anyway, if we go over time, no problem. Just leave. Falling asleep, leave. Feeling not so well, just leave. Okay, I'm speaking to the tape recorders, I've done it before. Yeah. Last case. Reuven goes to his friends, Shimon. And he says, can I borrow your car for just a few hours? I've got to do errands. Have you got a license? Yeah, I've got a license. For sure, you can borrow my car.
Driver's license?
Yeah, driving license. Shimon takes the car from his friends, and drives it. He gets his phone starts ringing, and he picks it up and speaks while he's driving. You allowed to do that according to the law?
No. Fine. Okay.
A policeman saw him, pulled him over the side, and started writing a fine out for speaking on the phone to him. So his license. Now he's there, the policeman. He says, "Let me check up this car.
Registration.
Where's the registration? Where's the test? Hold on, this car hasn't had a test for 3 years. Oh, that gets a huge fine to you.
I'm not the
owner of the car.
They send it to the
I'm not the owner of the car.
Doesn't
matter, you're not the owner of the car. You're driving on the streets a car that doesn't have a test.
A legal car.
Ah.
Huge fine. Now Reuven Shimon goes to Tintegra. What?
Yep.
The driver got the fine.
So what
the driver got the
fine. What's his basis? What's the driver's basis?
Okay, let's hear.
That's easy.
What?
That the driver should get it. He took a risk.
No, what's his taina? What's the driver's taina to the owner?
Okay.
That is the
So what?
So you go to Dintura. Shimon says, "Hey, the car doesn't have a test for years. I would never take it in it."
Well, you didn't ask.
That's right.
You didn't ask.
I wasn't. How can you give me a car which doesn't have a test?
You asked me for my car.
Look, I've been driving for 3 years. I haven't had a problem. You know why you got a fine? Because and why you got caught? Because you're speaking on the phone.
Nothing. Good.
You're a bad mazel. Bad mazel.
The monkey.
Okay. He attracted. Monkey.
And even if you say that I should get the fine, but we already learned that if you get the fine because of me, can you get the money back?
No.
Even if the owner of the car should get the fine, we learned that once the driver gets it, according to the Dimmer of the Dinner, the driver gets it, even though it's because of the owner, he can't claim his money back. Because we just learned it. Like the Kablan? So comes Shimon and says, Adam.
But Shimon is
the
driver.
Says, "Hey, there's another Shulchan Aruch which you didn't finish. Let's look at number 8.
That's a big mistake. Not to finish Shulchan
Aruch. Me, Senitfis Achaber. Somebody gets in trouble because of his friends. Lokko v'chove, momen v'chaber. Ein chaber chayv shalom. You don't have to pay. That's what we learned. Now, here it carries on. There's no example where you get in trouble because of your friends and then you're going to have to pay, except for one case where you do get in trouble because of friends and then you do get your money back. What's the case? Min hamat nitfas mitnei hamech hamas hakotziv al kol ish ve ish ve kol shomer. If you get the tax which Reuven should pay. Shimon gets the tax which Reuven should pay.
Real estate.
Then Shimon can get his money back from Reuven.
Mm-hmm. Why?
What's the difference?
Real estate.
Real estate tax?
Yeah. You're here. You're in the property. Whoever's here, we're going to give it. Really, it should be any of the shit. There's no difference between tax or not. Or kanas. Yeah? No difference. Also, the dinner makos dinner here was you are chayv in his tax, and we're happy with that. That's what the dinner makos dinner is. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you can get your money back. My question is, why?
Which money do you
make? I paid his tax.
The tax or the fine?
The tax, no fine. The law was. Let me repeat what the law was. The owner of the field, let's say, take a field, has to pay tax. But part of the law is, if he can't get hold of the owner, whoever's there, part of the law, will pay the tax. And that's in Master's dinner, that even though it's really the owner, we get the tax from you. So normally, you get into trouble because of your friends, you can't get your money back. Says the Shulchan Aruch, suddenly over here, here you can. What's the difference? So what's the difference? It's also all the same reasons we had before. Pa'az, Hilchus, Mazik, is Groma. As far as benefit, I didn't give the benefits. You didn't take the benefit, somebody else, the monkey took the benefit. That ties over here. So why is tax different? So there's all these cases. The Kavlan has to pay. But we're happy. Part of the law is we're happy not to give the Kavlan.
He didn't have to do it in the first place, but he had to pay the tax.
And why does that make a difference to the logic of how you can charge?
It has nothing to do with the other person.
The question was never put on him. It was never requested for him. It's only a question. He has no property. The one depends on circumstances which may or may not happen at all, and the other is it's higher to whatever happens.
Okay.
Well, I'm paying
and it. How does that therefore change the rules?
Then it's like,
in the court of Karoyes.
It's a garmik, it's automatic.
Five. Says the Sefer HaTshuma, number 9. Tama Dova, Shuhu Potter, normally you're off the hook. Minshesh Yochel Atom, because he can claim. Shasa Atcha, Muncha, Imhim, Unsacha. Okay, when somebody takes your money, you're no, not nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. So all this happened. Nothing to do with me. Shokitin, Mashkin, Be'edin. She'ein Odom, Asin, Mashkin, Ze'azeh, Alai, Unsacha. You can't pinpoint that the reason why they took the money is because of me. It's mazel min hashamayim. Normally I can say mazel min hashamayim. Yeah, mazel. But not because of me. It was a chance. Never hasn't happened really before. It happened by you. It's nothing to do with me. It's your bad mazel. That's what normally you can say. But when it comes to tax,
happening
anyway. Since it's the law that says you owe money, and if we can't collect the money, then we can collect from you, then it's a different scenario. When we actually come to collect from the Shimon, who doesn't owe the money, who's causing the debt to be there in the first place?
Reuben.
Who created it? It was already established debt of Reuben's. Reuben, you owe money. We're now looking for Reuben. We can't find him. But Reuben owes money. We're trying to find Reuben. Reuben owes money. We can't find him.
But you can't just pick anybody.
Part of their law was part of their law was, oh, you're sitting in Reuben's property? Okay. So therefore, we take the money from you. But with this collecting, Reuven's debt from you. So you can't say you didn't cause that to happen. You caused the debt. The debt was already there. The collection took away from it. So therefore, you are chayv in such a case. Marshen came when it's not a tax. It's just an action was done, which is now illegal. And we want to know, who do we impose the fine on? Well, the law says we're happy to impose it on you and not the Kablan, because you're easy and he's hard.
Right.
So it's not the Kablan's debt that caused them to come. It was Mazel min Hashamayim. That's the difference. With that in mind, let's look at our two cases. Let's go to the car case. Shimon's driving the car. Talks on the telephone. Gets stopped and then gets a huge fine because it hasn't got a test for 3 years. Is that a fine which is coming about because it was already there and we're just collecting it from Shimon?
It's actually worse than Shimon's bad mazel. Shimon's the ones that brought it about because he's talked on the cell phone.
Wait a minute. The car owes money.
Is it the car that owes money?
Doesn't owe the fine.
If you don't drive the car, does the car owe money?
No.
But if the owners,
if you leave the car in your
oh, they won't collect it.
No, there's no chiv. If you just leave it in your driveway, you don't have to pay a tank.
So it's not on the chiv.
It's not on the chiv, sir. It's on the gav driving it.
But okay, it's the registration. It's not the we're talking about the knas, the penalty, not the registration.
Now let's look at the Kablan case. So in that case, Shimon can't get his money back. It's not that I'm paying a fine which is his and they're just collecting for me. But in the Kablam's case, what's over there? There's a penalty for using illegal workers. Who's the penalty land is on?
It's on the gavra of the kablan.
On the kablan. Why are we collecting it from the owner?
Because
he's there. Because he's there and it's easy, it's hard, but it's the kablan's debt. Right. Since it's the kablan's debt, that's like the tax. And then since it's like the tax, you can recover your debt from the kablan.
Beautiful.
And therefore you have to go to the kablan and say, hey, he fines you because of a debt which is yours. Therefore it's like the tax. Compensate me. And you get your money back.
Good luck.
Every kablan that had... Yes, now they found it. So now they found him. What is the disciplinary? There's now, they say, they come in, we find these illegal workers. What do they say? The kablan is chayav to us money because he brought the illegal workers. Just we can't find the kablan, so we're going to collect from you.
It's not like somebody scanning
somebody.
What
about
the first case?
Rabbi
Bisk. So, we therefore concluded all three cases.
The first case,
we said, there's no Masira to cause a loss to money which is owed as a penalty to the government, because there's no loss there, financial loss, it's also to do. That's what we concluded over there. Second case for the Kablan.
It's also to do.
To inform him. Also to inform.
To do, but if you do it, there's no fee.
No fee. Second case, the Kablan. Use illegal workers. You want to get your money back. So you say, you can get your money back because your game being collected for his debt.
So you're allowed to tell the authorities of the
Kablan? First, you have to go to the Kablan and try and get the money out of him and pass it on. Go to the Beis Din and try and get the money out of him. If not, then they'll say that you can go to...
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. The whole process. And the last case of the car... where the person driving is getting fined, and not the car owner getting fined, but the driving a car which doesn't have a tax, it's his debt, which has been collected from him, even though you're the cause, but you're the cause doesn't mean I can get money from it, because there's no hana for you, but no claim of benefits, I can get money from you, and there's no claim of damages because it's grammar. So therefore all three cases has been on.
The
last one is that Shimon who drives the car has to pay the tax, pay the fine, and can't get it back from Reuven, the owner.
This is
by the kablan, he can get it back from the kablan, but he has to go through a process. What?
The kablan only when he doesn't know, when the owner doesn't know about it, because otherwise you could say that
if he does,
if he knows about it, then the fear is on him.
Yeah, if there's agreement. That's, you know what, I'm using illegal workers. I mean, couldn't get this issue comes up. And the so therefore, there's, the owner has
a benefit.
Maybe they have to equally share the fine in such a case. Maybe it'd be half-half in such a case, in that case, when he knows about it. And in the first case, don't inform on your neighbor. Ask them to inform on your neighbor. Go through the halachic authorities for any halachic things. If you do, you won't be able to claim back the money. If it's, like you said, a fixed penalty, you won't be able to get it back because he hasn't caused you loss of money because that's what you need to pay. But it's also to do in the first place.
But in that case, would there be a benefit if he was to pacify the person he caused the penalty from? I mean, is any shemayim, is there any benefits to try and make good with him?
Grommers, yes. And grommer, if it's a grommer, which is, I didn't know, Bechal, this was a test, non-tested car. And...
No, the first case.
First case.
Before you perform on this...
There's no grommers. No grommers.
You just did an isser, but not a monetary isser.
Yeah, not monetary isser. It's like possible for the isser. Have a kasiva, hasima, tova, good event,